This morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Patty Kimley is with us. She's in Ames, and she, along with her husband Kevin, have a little trip planned this weekend, a trip down to our part of the state. They're going to be at the Hitchcock House in the Lewis area to do a little performance here this weekend to educate and entertain with folks here in the neighborhood. I want to talk a little bit about that this morning. Patty, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, very good. Thank you so much for coming down here this weekend and talking and visiting with folks a little bit and sharing your presentation. This is called Missives of the Civil War. Can you talk a little bit about what that presentation will be like?
The presentation is a one-act play that my husband and I developed as part of our promotion of our book about the Underground Railroad. The missives program is a series of letters. They're fictional, but the characters were all real people. And so it takes the story from the Underground Railroad and the pre-Civil War era into some of Iowans' experiences during the Civil War. And we developed it. Some of the characters in the letters are also characters from the book, and some are related in some way to the book. But this way we could do a presentation without giving any spoilers or doing the more traditional book presentation.
Sure. Makes a lot of sense. Talk about your interest in this type of topic. How did you and your husband get interested in this in the first place?
It was a long time ago when our kids were still pretty little. We had designed a short in-state vacation around going to Underground Railroad sites. So we started with Nebraska City and moved from there to Tabor and then to Lewis, to the Hitchcock House, and then ended our first day in West Des Moines at the Jordan House. And then the second day we went on over to Grinnell, and this is all kind of following the route of the Underground Railroad. There were several different paths or different sort of directions that it went through the state, but this was the path followed by John Brown and the path that he took on the last trip across Iowa after he had liberated 12 slaves from Missouri and escorted them across the state. Ultimately, they made it to Canada. And that historical circumstance is the time period and the events that we fit our fictional story into.
Okay. Well, you know, you would think that over all this time that just about every story could have been written. How did you decide between the two of you to work on this project the way that you did, trying to tell the story a little differently?
It was actually my husband's sort of idea in the first place, and he started it about 15 years ago, and he kind of came up with the main characters and the main outline of the plot, and he got about 10 chapters into it, and then he returned to the university, and he's on the faculty in the College of Agriculture now, and he never got time to finish going back to it. And so when our youngest child, who was about 5 during that trip originally, got too close to graduating from high school, I decided I needed something else to focus on. And so I started picking up on that story and picking apart what my husband had done and adding in here and there. And so then one night after dinner, I said, okay, let's talk plot. So I was kind of rearranging a few things and changing a few of the basics, but over the course of about 2017 and 18, I worked on it on and off, and then eventually in 2019 we had it professionally edited and then turned ready to turn it over to Amazon, and I was studying all the ways to do the self-publishing when the pandemic hit. So the whole thing got put off by a year, but we're happy that it's but it's out in the world now, and we can go back out to visit with people about it.
Yeah, sure. Did you find that each of those sites you visited were all just kind of unique in their own way?
Yeah, they are. Unfortunately, the Mayhew Cabin in Nebraska City is closed now. They've had some storm and flood damage that they have not reopened for the past 2 years. But visiting the town of Tabor, and then, you know, the Hitchcock House being out kind of off on its own beautiful, beautiful spot overlooking the river. And that's the one thing that was very consistent, however, was all of those places have preserved in some way the hiding place. And whether that's the dark cave, the basement, the cellar. And so whenever we would take our kids into those places, they got very quiet. And I think it's the same no matter how old you are. You go into those dark hiding places and you try to imagine what it must have felt like. And so that's something that I've always tried to remember in the writing of this story.
Very true. When you do visit a place like the Hitchcock House, we've all felt that when we've gone there and visited, especially those specific locations. But is that the kind of the feeling that you try to bring with this in doing this live presentation, doing a period piece where you're trying to bring them that feeling?
Well, we do it in costume. So we have the whole try to do the 19th century thing. My husband speaks for a living, so he's very good at having an entertaining voice, and he is able to read his with a far more inflection and try to get the accents right of the different characters, where that's not my forte, but we do our best anyway to try and set a mood.
Sure, sure. Patty, tell me, what kind of feedback have you gotten from this performance in the past?
Well, we did it about a half dozen times last fall from Lewis and Southwest Iowa in Fremont County and several other places. And what's really the fascinating thing is that there's usually someone in the audience who will speak up at the end and say, you know, we have stories in my family of so-and-so, grandpa somebody who was involved in the Underground Railroad. And some people have more actual documentation of that, or other people are just, yeah, it's a story, but we don't know how to go about whether we could find any proof of that. And I think that it's more important just to know and remember the story and perhaps write down what we know now rather than try to go back and find proof, because that is, you know, well over 100 years past and just doesn't seem like there's, unless somebody's got an attic full of letters and things, that's not going to happen. But it's still a good idea to write down what has been told.
And I've heard other authors that have done different types of pieces like that, historical pieces especially, around the state of Iowa, that have said the same thing, that no matter where you go in Iowa, people are very quick to come up to you afterward if they have a relatable experience and share it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, this program will be coming up this Sunday, July 10th. It'll be from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Hitchcock House. Going to do it inside in the Red Barn?
That's correct. That's correct. We will have copies of the book for sale and sign those for people if they're interested. And I believe Sharon said there will be refreshments.
Absolutely.
We look forward to being there.
Yep, bring the lawn chairs along, and here's the best part. There's no charge for the program. That is all taken care of ahead of time, so come on out. It's a family program, right? Kids are always welcome.
That's true.
Excellent. All right. Again, that's coming up this Sunday. That's from 2 until 4 at the Hitchcock House there at Lewis. And make sure you stop out and see that presentation, Missives of the Civil War. Kevin and Patty Kimley from Ames will be there to perform in period. So it should be very interesting and educational, too, in a lot of ways. Well, very good. Well, Patty, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great show coming up on Sunday.
Thank you very much.